Hey, it's Doug Gottlieb. You know, our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for fast, free shipping, free roadhouse protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of the best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Hankook DynaPro AT2 Extreme. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive, simply go to TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, it's the way tire buying should be.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Thanks for listening to the Doug Gottlieb Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday, 3 to 5 Eastern, 12 to 2 Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Doug Gottlieb Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
All right, we got some games going on, and yeah, San Diego State survives Aaron Torres, so we don't have a 5-12 upset there. That puts Wisconsin and St. Mary's on super notice, as they're the 2-5 seeds remaining in this tournament. UAB, one of the bid stealers, ending up being ousted. New Mexico State was a bid stealer. You heard Monty say they're down by 13. Bid stealers had all the fun on Thursday, not so much today.
No, New Mexico too was like, I liked them when the bracket came out, and then it became so trendy that you started to worry a little bit about it, you know? And so that's a team, they played, what, 4 games in 4 days in the Mountain West. They win it. Hey, Rick Pitino's in the house watching his son, Richard.
They're favored in this game.
They were?
Yes. Huh. The favorite. And the numbers are, seem far apart, 6-11. But a lot of times these teams aren't as far apart as you'd think.
Yeah, I mean, New Mexico was a team that was basically in the field most of the year, had a bad couple final few weeks of the season. They were out, then they're back in. But, I mean, they were. I think they were ranked in the top 25 at some point. So not that surprising. But I think what is surprising is, to your point, they were the favorite in the betting markets, and so they're trailing by 12 here right around halftime.
We are broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there on unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. We're going to get to the foul that wasn't last night in the NCAA tournament, because I think there is a bigger conversation, but it is also the one-year anniversary of one of the more controversial things that ever happened at Fox Sports Radio, and that was when Big Mike here took 50% of the cheese pizza in last year's pizza order, allowing John Ramos, former employee of Fox Sports Radio, to not have any pizza for Lent. And if you go to my Twitter X handle page, at Dan Beyer on Fox, I'm just going to say it. This is the crap that happens when you let Lent people have their way. When you cater to people during Lent, or in Monty's case, vegetarian, you have 3 slices left over combined of pepperoni and sausage, and you have 9 slices of cheese that are just sitting there left untouched. This is the problem. This is a big controversy, because the Lent people, I can't eat meat. I can't eat meat. Then you know what? You must eat 4 slices of cheese.
Like Monty, that's get to work. Come on.
That must be the case.
Call John Ramos.
We're gonna have Covino and Rich are gonna be walking into the studio, and we can't even supply their show with everybody having at least 1 slice of meat on their pizza, because we only have 2 pepperoni and 1 sausage left. By the way, there was a full pepperoni that was gone and a full sausage that is gone. We ordered two cheese pizzas. We couldn't even complete one of them. This is the problem with the pizza order. It, again, falls every Friday. We get pizza here at Fox Sports Radio, and there's some problem with it. And last year, people were hogging the cheese, and this year, nobody wants it.
Wow. So you're blaming John Ramos, basically. Are you blaming John Ramos?
No,
or are you saying we need to call him and get him back
in
here?
He is not. I do not blame John Ramos at all. I blame the we should have just gotten another pepperoni, right? We could have just done fine. We would have had one piece of cheese left.
I have exclusive audio of a Monty Bolaños before the pizza arrived.
A lovely cheese pizza just for me.
Huh? Yeah. Basically, how many slices of cheese did you have today, Monty? And I know this isn't really fair because...
So I actually only got two because I was waiting to see how many people would eat.
Well, there's nine more for you. I will eat it.
I did find it weird. Are you sure it was only two boxes of cheese? I thought I saw three.
Oh, I think there's three. There's definitely three boxes
yeah. of cheese.
So we had six pizzas and half of them were cheese?
We should let women order pizza. Well, I would have made sure there was plenty of meat for you guys.
I was going to say, I think you do the quick head count on who is...
Can anyone order me plain cheese?
We should wear jerseys.
Sorry, Aaron, I had to get that in there.
You know?
Okay. I got time for Kevin McAllister 365 days a year, not just around Christmas time. So
let me make one point, and I don't mean to go political, and I'm not really going political, but... A very polarizing term right now in an election year is DEI, right? What is it? Diversity, equity, and inclusion. And I think things go a little too far, and that's the pushback against DEI. And in the kitchen right now is a great example. Three cheese pizzas. Not acceptable.
This is what they want you to say is, hey, it's free. You shouldn't complain. But obviously people like... The pepperoni. So why not? Let's load up on the pepperoni, right? The sausage seems to be a hit. I would have taken a slice of that. It is amazing how we can never get an order right here at Fox Sports Radio.
Can I share a controversial opinion?
Yeah.
Did anyone actually take the headcount of people that couldn't eat meat for Lent? We all know Matzi doesn't eat meat, so off the table. Because, I mean, you could sit there and say it. It's like... You know, it's like hosting a party and buying alcohol and then people don't drink it because they don't drink. But if you never did the head count of like, is there anybody going to be here that doesn't drink? Part of it is on you for not doing the head count. You know what I mean?
And you mean the person who ordered the pizza, which was not me again. I did not order this pizza this year. You're 100% right. Because if there are only four people here that don't eat meat... Because of Lent, or they're a vegetarian like Monty is, then you just say, "All right, how many slices can you actually eat? Can we share a whole pizza? If we get two, are we good?" And that should have been, yeah. And hey, if you wanted to do a half sausage, half cheese, split it up, that's fine. But in no way should we have a combined three slices of pepperoni and sausage, and have nine pieces of cheese left over. The other great thing about it is if you see in the picture. Like, we couldn't just take one of the boxes. Literally, there are two boxes that just have a half a pie. So for some reason, people just weren't taking from the one pie originally, where you would have eight slices in one and one slice in another. This is the workplace drama that we get. Oh, my goodness.
It's a classic overcorrection. A year ago.
It is.
And I know other places of work have this issue. Has to. But this is the problems that you run into.
We need meat.
Jeez. How many meat drops do we have, Iowa Sam, in there?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
We got
Home Alone and meat drops. That's all I got today.
All right. Let's get to the other topic at hand. Torres is watching his UConn Huskies. He is over the pizza talk. Are you over what happened last night to Samford late in the game against Kansas? Are you over that? Did you have any problem with the foul call that wasn't a foul late in the game that helped Kansas secure that victory?
You know what's crazy is, you know, I'm going to talk about my bracket again. I had the outright upset of Samford over Kansas. I saw the play happen in real time. You see Nick Timberlake, the guy that went up for the dunk, fall hard. And it was the last game, right? It was the only thing going on. Talking to my wife, I said, ooh, I don't know if that was a foul. I said, I bet they called that whistle. I bet they blew the whistle based on the fall more than the actual foul. Obviously, you see the replay in real time. You see it's not a foul. I didn't think anything of it. The outroar on social media. Very rarely does a social media outroar surprise me. This one surprised me. Like, I saw a lot of the, by the way, UConn up 52-19. Mercy. You got any of those, Sam? Have mercy. I don't know.
That's Full House.
That's Full House, yeah. No, but I was... So, it wasn't a good call, but it wasn't egregious in that moment in real time if you're not getting 75 super slow-mo replays. And so, to see the social media outrage of, coaches need a challenge. We need this. I was like... Feels a little extreme to me.
It was a play that ended up being a bad call, but you know what else? It wasn't an egregious play that would need change, that would force change. And I just, they even talked about it last night on the broadcast on I'll just say CBS. I don't think it was the CBS game, but with Charles Barkley and Clark Kellogg and Kenny Smith trying to find ways to avoid that. We don't need to find ways. It's a missed call, and it really sucks for Samford, but it's a missed call in a basketball game. It is. Yep. If the roles were reversed,
great
and
call.
Kansas was the team that was down by one and had a block on Samford, would there be as much of an uproar if Samford ends up pulling the upset? No, because we love Cinderella, and we love the upset. That's why people were mad. And I had thought, Aaron, okay, what happened on this play? Why was this call missed? And there are a couple of things that I think are very important. I thought, was a referee out of position? Well, it was a pressing situation, so all of your officials are in the front court, or they're in the inbounds. So when you are, which would be the back court, I guess, in this scenario, if all of your officials are there and you throw a long pass down court, there's nobody there. There's nobody under the basket to see a foul. And then I thought, well, even if there was somebody under the basket, they wouldn't have been able to make the correct call, because I think the correct call actually has to come from a trailing official. And if you look at a replay from the fourth floor level, which was the cleanest replay that we got, an official actually runs by the camera and is in position to make the call. Sure. So the guy just missed it. And missed calls happen all the time. I don't think there's enough to... I don't think we need a challenge system. It's a bad call. It's also a play, Aaron, and this may be on the way outward, but I think it's a play that it's desperate times, it's desperate measures, but I don't think college basketball would want that play in.
Well,
because the fall ended up being the part where you thought, oh, wow, maybe there was a foul. He got hacked, and it was just the nature of the play because he went up, lost his balance in hanging the rim and hit the ground. But I don't know how much college basketball would even want in a specific play like that for a player to take a fall, even if it was rewarding a team with a block. I don't think that would be great for college basketball. It's way off in the distance, but I just it's almost even a safety play if you wanted to make an argument for it.
Well, it's and you know, first of all, one thing I don't think anybody thinks college basketball needs more of is monitor reviews. That's one. But two, it goes into the pass interference stuff from the NFL a few years ago, is what would qualify under a coach's challenge? And it's like a foul by definition is a judgment call. Now, certainly, you know, there's block charge stuff in the, you know, in the cylinder, whatever, that can be, you know, that is reviewed. But I mean, how do you overturn that? I mean, it's a judgment call. And like I said, it reminds me of the pass interference stuff where everybody wants an answer. Sometimes a ref just misses a call and there's not really that much you can do about it. You know what I'm saying?
I thought it was a missed call. I don't think it was an egregious missed call. Like there's
in real time, no. When you have a million super slow-mos, it's like, oh, okay, yeah, that was clearly a...
Yeah.
But
I think that the Saints-Rams play was one that we saw, boy, he got there early. This one was, wait, did he get all ball?
100%.
Did he? Wait, let's check the replay on that. And I think that there's two differences in that one. And so the uproar happened because it happened to a Cinderella, and a Cinderella ended up getting screwed. By the way, tip of the cap to Kansas. Tip of the cap to Kansas. You can tip a cat as well if you'd like. But tip of the cap to Kansas for winning that game when you lost Kevin McCullough. A lot of people counted them out. They had a lead. Samford made a run. Jayhawks ended up able to withhold it. And Timberlake ended up making the free throws after that. Important free throws. So kudos to them, and by no means do I think that they were handed a victory. I just felt it's the uproar and everybody gets worked up in Cinderella on why that should be changed. It was a missed call, happens at the end of the game. We've seen worse calls in national championship games. Heck, 1989 going all the way back. Like that, the one last night ended up being a missed call, but it is not one that should force change in college basketball.
No, I just, like I said, seeing it in real time, you know, like I said, it took all of one replay to be like, that probably wasn't the right call. But again, where is the line of demarcation of, like, I don't know, just to see like, oh, we need coaches challenges, we need this. It's like, it was a call. It was bang, bang. It sucked. To your point, by the way, if that same call happens and Kansas is up by 12, nobody cares. If that same call happens and Samford is up by one protecting a lead, you know, or Samford mm-hmm. is up, whatever, they're up by whatever. You get the point. Samford, the point I'm trying to make is that there's 37 different scenarios where nobody cares about that. It's just the one scenario that people did, but also it was ultimately at the end of the day. Only a missed call.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from a full line of General tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com to see their General tire test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. Be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires at a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free. Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help you with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you, or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express Employment puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit ExpressPros.com, ExpressPros.com today.
Just like in basketball, a successful game plan starts with the right players. The team at Tractor Supply brings hustle and heart, and that's what really sets them apart. So lace up your sneakers and make the winning play by heading to your local Tractor Supply store today. There is controversy here on the Doug Gottlieb Show. He's Aaron Torres. I'm Dan Beyer in for Doug. Doug's going to check in with us in just a little bit. We are waiting to hear from the host himself. Doug not in because he's doing stuff for Westwood One during this NCAA tournament. Takes time out to break down what we saw earlier today. And obviously the pizza conversation that has just gripped Fox Sports Radio for the second straight year. There's a fine line in making a right order and a wrong order, Aaron Torres. And I think we did not straddle that line again for the second straight year. We overcompensated this year. How many slices did you have, by the way, of pizza?
I did get a third.
Okay.
Is that bad?
No, it's totally
I don't know how
fine.
Much. I didn't know the full ratio of, but it seemed as though everyone that needed pizza got it before I went back for the third slice. So,
well, there's plenty of cheese if you would like a fourth slice. Is Doug Gottlieb there? He's the host of the show. I feel like we should have his own intro music for us for his own guest spot on
this
his own show.
This is the Doug Gottlieb Show on Fox Sports Radio.
All right, it's Friday. There hasn't been as much craziness, Doug, but let's dive into it. Heck, let's dive into it.
No. What's the pizza controversy?
Okay, so what happened was last year we didn't order enough cheese for the people who didn't eat meat on Fridays because of Lent. This time around, 50% of the pizza order was just cheese pizza. So I put a tweet up, Doug, and you'll see it, of what is actually left over. There's 9 slices of cheese left. And again, just a complete overcompensation on what people actually want, just to cater to the Lent / vegetarian on the staff. That's what ended up happening today.
It is an overcompensation, no question, but Jason Stewart has a lot to overcompensate for, so we totally understand that. You know what I find to be fascinating is that if you were to order pepperoni pizza and order cheese pizza and then take the pepperonis off of the pepperoni pizza, the cheese would be better. And I can't figure out if it's the grease from the pepperoni that makes it better, or that the pizza maker steps up his game when he knows it's pepperoni and cheese.
I think that it is the pepperoni, because I'm not an onions fan.
Yeah.
But if you get some of that onion flavor, as opposed to like the biting the whole onion and the texture, I'm more fine with the onion flavor than I am with the actual texture.
Fair enough.
So
fair enough. I mean, listen, I cheese pizza thing. It's like we're trying to be so inoffensive, but 3 cheese pizzas sounds a bit excessive, 3 out of 6.
Yeah, it does. Just like 10 of 20 from three-point range like last night. That was excessive for Kentucky because they couldn't stop it. Aaron and I started the show today, had our opinions on Coach Cal. What do you think needs to happen, and what needs to happen with Coach Cal's future, whether it be in Lexington or not? What happens at UK?
This idea that you would buy him out is pretty much the most ludicrous idea ever. Okay, because I need people to understand this. Like, you make money at basketball, but not like football money. Even at Kentucky, you don't. So it's $33 million and change to buy him out. His staff is probably $2 million more. Okay, because you get the coach, you get so we're at like $35 million. Conservatively, we're at $35 million. Then you got to hire a new coach and a new staff. Let's go $10 million. And maybe you can get somebody for 8 in the first year, 8 all in. And then you need about 5 for a new team. So you're talking about like a $45 million plus project just for 1 year. It doesn't work. And he's not taking a penny less than you owe. So he's not going anywhere. So the question is, how do you fix it? How do you get it back? And look, they're on the right track in terms of recruiting. I think the G League Ignite, no longer existing, is going to help. On good years, more of those players that should be one and done will go there. But he's got to get back to being a cool place for one and done. The DJ Wagner didn't have a good year. Is he coming back? I don't think Reed Sheppard's coming back. I also don't think Reed Sheppard is anywhere near the pro prospect that everybody's. Thinks he is. We just really like him. We don't know what to do with him, but he's going to be a good player. And then, Rob Dillingham, I'm sure, is gone. But those guys are replaceable. They also had some veteran pieces. I think his roster construction just has to be better. He needs a veteran, as they've been protecting big. He needs to continue. Antonio Reeves was outstanding yesterday. And remember, Reeves was actually at Illinois State over the summer. Didn't get enrolled in school, so he returned. But he almost lost him. If he lost him, he wouldn't have nearly the year. But I do think, we're still – I don't think it's just the COVID year. There's one more year with COVID year, guys. I think it's also that you're having players stay in college more, and so you're always going to be competing against older players with NIL. And I think that he also needs to continue to try and find ways to evolve as a coach They've never been great on player development, and he's got to do a better job in terms of getting them up to speed on defense. And, you know, one thing you can do is, if you're going to go to the portal, hey, we want everybody here by the summer. We're not going to take anybody late. What happens with so many of these teams is they're thrown together, and then you have young players, and it's really hard to teach them defense on the fly, let alone even players that played at other programs. So I don't think he's going anywhere. I think they'll just continue to try and tinker with it and fix it. But I don't think they were that far off this year. But they couldn't stop anybody, and that showed itself when one guy knocks him out with 10 made threes.
So, Doug, you're talking about the rim-protecting veteran player. That was kind of my take. Everyone's talking about the freshman that you can't wear. I sat there and said they came out and looked like they didn't know that Oakland was going to play a zone, and they got out-rebounded by freaking Oakland. To me, it was more about execution and game plan. And like, everyone's all, oh, you can't win with freshmen. This is proof. It's like, it to me, it was much more execution, game plan, and really, frankly, urgency than anything else last night.
Yeah, but Aaron, that's all what you describe when you have older, more experienced players.
Sure.
These guys don't understand. Like, you can tell them, like, hey, dude, this guy, if you leave him open, he's going to make 10 threes, and he's going to take 20 of them. And you say that to, you know, DJ Wagner, who, and he's like, dude, Oakland? I've never even heard of any of these guys because he's a Division II player, right? Then all of a sudden, you're like three threes in, and now all of a sudden, you know, he's bouncing around, and you don't know what hit you. And now you're playing a road game. So I agree with you. And look, if we're fair, you know, John Calipari's teams have never necessarily been great in terms of their actual execution. You know, they've made up for it with he gets them to play hard, he gets them to play together, and he tries to get the best players. Right? And the question is, if something's not just perfect and right, can you still win? And that three-point line age and experience, those are the ultimate equalizers. It makes this thing great. But so you talk about execution. They're down two. And Reed Sheppard throws an alley-oop to Big Z, where if he's just passing the ball, he dunks it, it's a tie game. You know, there's several little errors here or there. You lose connection with a shooter. You turn the basketball over. You don't know what you're supposed to do against the zone. All these things that you only learn with time. And, the time has run out on this team. But they were the rim protection is important because with all else fails, if you have young guys that get beat off the dribble, or they lose connection with their guy, at least you can funnel them to a rim protector. They were the worst version of it, right? For the most part, didn't have rim protection, and then those freshman guards couldn't guard anybody.
Doug Gottlieb, host of the Doug Gottlieb Show, joining us here on the Doug Gottlieb Show. He's Aaron Torres. I'm Dan Beyer, sitting in for Doug as we're live from the TireRack.com studios. Let's talk about some of today's action. I find the Florida Atlantic conversation just so indicative of what this tournament is. Because for as great as the run was last year, Doug, they could have just as easily been bounced in the first round by Memphis. Today, they're 10 seconds away from beating Northwestern, and now they're out of the picture. Florida Atlantic was also a team that I think people thought was maybe overseeded. How did Northwestern get them today?
First, Florida Atlantic didn't play well. They had 21 turnovers. And Northwestern is not somebody that extends defensively. You know, they become much better here the last month of the season. You know, they had an injury to Ty Berry, one of their veteran guards. He's a shooter, but not a good defense player. So they end up going with a more defensive lineup. First thing is the Big Ten is crazy physical. We saw Michigan State completely rattle Mississippi State. Now we see Northwestern completely rattle Florida Atlantic. And what it lacks in athleticism, it makes up for in physicality. And I thought Northwestern was the tougher team today. Florida Atlantic, like you said, they had the ball in their hands. I don't know what John L. Davis was doing. He's like walking the ball up the court.
Yeah.
That last possession. But, I mean, you should have gotten a better look for a chance to win it. But I don't know how Northwestern wins these games. I'm just totally, you could, what Chris Collins has done, for people who don't remember, they'd never been to the tournament before Chris got this. And then you go back before last year, they were going to fire him because they're so bad, you know, coming out of COVID. And he figured it out, got into the tournament, gets them back to the tournament. Now they win the first round every time they're there. Well, they've only been there three times, but still. you know, Boo Booey, Brooks Barnheiser, and then just a lot of toughness and luck. And really, it was it's the defense. Again, I don't have the numbers in front of me, so you guys can help me. It was like 5 of 32 or something was what Florida Atlantic was from 3, and then they had 21 turnovers. So, I mean, Florida Atlantic's the death of Florida Atlantic was self-imposed. Yes, it was some of its Northwestern's defense, but some was they just they didn't play particularly well. They missed some shots they shouldn't make. But they, I think they learned the lesson that the second time, in many ways, is harder than the first time. It's really it.
5 of 27, that official number.
5 of 27. Yep. It sounded way better when I said 5 of a million, but 5 of 27.
Close enough.
So, Doug, you know, a lot of people listening maybe don't have the insight in college hoops like you do. Florida Atlantic coach Dusty May, I think there's a lot of people that think he might be a favorite for the open Louisville job. Some might think he might be a favorite for the vacant Michigan job. Do you have a sense for where you think he'll be coaching next year?
No, I mean, West Virginia thinks they got a shot at him, too. You know, his dad was a coal miner. West Virginia has a lot of money. And Ren Baker, the athletic director, was in the league at North Texas before he got to West Virginia, so there's a respect factor there. I don't know where he's going, but I do know that these coaches that are most likely on the move have now lost, and so I think Dusty is he's the tipping point. You know, where he goes, now all of a sudden we'll have better clarity. All right, okay, if he doesn't go to Michigan, who's going to Michigan? You know, if he doesn't go to West Virginia, who goes? Where does Darian DeVries go? Where does Danny Sprinkle go? Who goes to SMU? I mean, the job that opened yesterday, Rob Lanier, only been there 2 years, had doubled his win total and got fired at SMU, who bought their way into the ACC, and SMU's got this big, and the working rumor is that they think they can get Eric Musselman out of Arkansas to go to SMU, you know? Or is it Chris Beard, who, of course, is at Ole Miss and Dallas is his hometown? But I would guess that SMU thinks they need a gigantic name as their head coach heading into the ACC. Vanderbilt throwing around a bunch of money. My alma mater's job is open. Washington's still open. So there's all these big jobs. And, again, I don't think Kentucky's coming open. I don't think there's any way anyone has that kind of money to spend on college basketball. But the rest of those jobs are good jobs. And then they're all very likely to hire sitting head coaches, which will create another wave of coaching, of job openings and coaching movement. And I think it all starts with Dusty May. And, you know, he just got done doing his press conferences. He's going to turn on his phone. He's going to get with his agent and figure out probably likely what's next.
He's Doug Gottlieb, the host of the Doug Gottlieb Show. Find him at Gottlieb Show here on Fox Sports Radio. You'll be back in this chair on Monday. Dougie, thanks for taking the time. Enjoy the rest of the games. And, yeah, we'll see you after the weekend.
Great weekend, guys, and I blame Jason Stewart for that pizza debacle. I think the only way to make up for it is to order pizza again next week.
There it is. That's the solution. It's on you, Jay Stu. Thanks, Doug. Talk to you later. Thanks. He's Aaron Torres. I'm Dan Beyer. Monty Bolaños, the vegetarian at the news desk, giving us the latest live from the – I actually don't blame you. I blame you the least.
Thank you.
I blame you the absolute least because
–
because –
she a just wanted cheese pizza. Yeah.
That's all I ever want.
Yes. You weren't here last year when the debacle happened.
No, I don't think so.
And so there was, and so it's all over again, except just the other extreme.
But you know, like if you just like Doug said, like if you were to take a piece of pepperoni off, you know, it's cheese, and it's kind of like if you take the sausage off, it's cheese anyway. Cheese is the basic of a pizza. Why are you so mad about it?
Can I ask you a question? Because my mom is a vegetarian. And she's one of those non-picky vegetarians where, like, if somebody gets stuff, she'll just take the meat off.
Oh, yeah, I do the same thing. Yeah, yeah. I'm not crazy like that.
Because there are some angry vegetarians that are like, well, I guess I'll just go somewhere else then. I'll figure it out. Don't worry about it.
No problem.
You can't even have the juice in it. Yeah. It can't be tainted in that way.
Yeah, I am more offended if there's pickles on my food. Then I send it back.
You're anti-pickle?
Anti-pickle. I send it back.
Jeez.
If a burger comes, if I order a veggie burger and it comes with bacon, I'll just take the bacon off and eat it. If it comes with pickles, I'm sending it back.
Agreed. The pickle juice
is stupid.
It's awful.
It's the worst thing.
Guys.
And it soaks into the bread.
Yes.
I'm on
it's
Team
awful.
Sam on this one.
No.
Yeah, I'm with you, Monty.
You guys are so wrong. Pickles are they're
you can
not.
Drink pickle juice with, you can take it as a shooter with
I'm
alcohol.
I'm going to throw up and I don't even
you
have
You've never
alcohol.
Had a pickle chaser?
Of course not, because I hate pickles.
Oh, well.
When do you have things you hate? No.
I don't hate many food items. I'm maybe olive. I'm not a big olives fan as a topping. a Pete's topping.
I'm that way with tomatoes. Like, you put a tomato on it, you get one little seed, I'm done.
Okay,
I'm
Tom Brady. Tom Brady doesn't eat tomatoes because he says it causes inflammation.
Yeah. Well, he doesn't drink alcohol either.
He stays away from the nightshade vegetables and fruits.
Anyway, the whole point is I agree with Doug. We should have pizza again next week. I agree with Doug. So,
Monty's very pro-pizza.
I am pro-pizza. I had pizza last night. Knowing that I was going to have pizza today, I had pizza last night. No regrets.
What's the old commercial? Pizza in the morning, pizza in the evening.
Yep, pizza at supper time.
Pizza, bagel bites, pizza in the morning, pizza in the evening. Should I keep going? Pizza at supper time. When pizza's on a bagel,
I've had a box
you can eat that pizza anytime.
I've had a box of bagel bites in my freezer for 4 months.
Oh, good.
You eat them today.
Well, I just thought my son would like them. And
he doesn't?
How does he not? That's tailor-made for a small child.
Right.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporting handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from a full line of Yokohama tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Yokohama test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. Be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires at a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports, TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free. Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help you with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you, or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express Employment puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit ExpressPros.com, ExpressPros.com today.
I don't know if the rain is tears. I don't know if that's what Elvis was getting to. He's Aaron Torres. I'm Dan Beyer. It's the Doug Gottlieb Show on Fox Sports Radio. Just like in basketball, a successful game plan starts with the right players. The team at Tractor Supply brings hustle and heart, and that's what really sets them apart. So lace up your sneakers and make the winning play by heading to your local Tractor Supply store today. Hit Aaron up at Aaron_Torres. You can find me at Dan Beyer on Fox. I'm going to give you the Colorado tidbit. Monty is here giving us the headlines of the day in the press.
The press.
I know I threw a little bit of a curveball by talking about this tidbit, but I just wanted to bring in Monty first. There's something to watch in this Colorado-Florida game.
Okay. But you want me to start with Bijan Robinson?
No, I'm going to just tell you this.
Go for it.
Because Florida's up by 5 right now, 5 minutes in. The last time that a 10 seed didn't win at least one game in the NCAA tournament was 2007.
That's a long time ago. Ooh.
Washington State, 7-10, beating Drake. Dayton with the rally against Nevada, 7-10. And Texas beat Colorado State last night.
Huh.
So, if Florida wins, it'll be the first time since 2007 that a 10 seed did not upset a 7. And only one time in the history of the expanded first four has there been a year where a team there didn't go on to win a game in the tournament. And that was in the field of 64 into the next round. That was 2019. So all of the teams, well, Grambling State could beat Purdue, but I think our best chance, though, is likely Colorado because Colorado State lost. So those are two streaks that could go by the wayside if Colorado doesn't beat Florida, and the Buffs right now trail by 8 early.
Well, Bijan Robinson had a ridiculous streak when it came to his bracket. Now, the streak is over, so I'll give you all the details. But he plays for the Falcons, running back. He had a perfect bracket after day one. He was 16 of 16. According to NCAA March Madness tracker, he had one of more than 2,100 perfect brackets still remaining after the first day. After the first day, 25 million brackets were filled out before the tournament started. So after day one, 2,100, and he was one of them.
That's crazy.
And then he had the first two correct, and now his bracket has died because...
It got a blemish, right?
Yeah, he has a blemish. It was because of Marquette and Western Kentucky. He thought 15-seeded Western Kentucky was going to win.
Can I just say
go
something?
On that one, yeah.
This really does go back to our conversation yesterday about Shohei Ohtani of like... Where is the line for these? Like, we're celebrating Bijan Robinson's perfect bracket, but Shohei may have bet on international soccer, and that's the worst thing in the world. You know, it's like, you see what I'm saying, though?
I would hate it for Bijan Robinson to win our Fox Sports Radio contest over a listener. And there's Bijan at graduate hotels loading up. I mean, like, you know, no, Tractor Supply. Yeah, there's... ridiculous.
I just, you know, because we talked about Shohei yesterday of like in the NFL, it's like, well, you can bet on these sports, but not these sports. You can bet at home, but not at the facility. Sure. It's like we celebrate Bijan, his perfect bracket. But if he bets $10 on the Dodgers from the facility, he's the worst human being that's ever lived. It's just a very strange line that we're towing.
It is, and I'm glad you brought it up because it is interesting that MLB is not investigating the situation. Will they be? It's just something.
Well, they want it to go away.
They
so
want
if they
it to
investigate,
go away.
Then it sticks around.
But it's just, it's so weird. I mean, I don't think it's going away. And I am not looking forward to what ends up happening because I just, like you said, I don't think they want anything to happen and they want it to go away, but I really don't think that's what's going to happen. All right, quickly here, Tyron Smith, who spent 13 years with the Cowboys, 8-year Pro Bowl, he is no longer in Dallas, now in New York. He thinks his team can do what the Cowboys did not do, win a Super Bowl.
I saw that, you know, what they can do as far as the teams and there and everybody wants to win as any other team does, but I just feel like they have all the pieces together right now, and they can, you know, the final pieces in this offseason to produce a team that could go all the way. You know, I've played against Aaron throughout my career a couple of times, and you know, I know what kind of quarterback he is. I know what he can do if you just give him a little bit of time, and I'm just there, you know, do my best to give him that time.
I'm not going to hate on that, and here's why. Because he is a part of that offensive line that needs fixing.
Mm.
So it is on his shoulders. It's not like just saying joining a team and there's other issues. Yeah, so I'm not going to hate on that. He believes in the team he signs and he feels that he's going to correct the massive issues that they had last year.
I kind of feel the exact same way. That's why you bring him in, for that confidence to do a job. Whether he'll do it or not, whether the team will do it or not, is a completely different question.
There you go. That's the press.
Hey, get out there and press.
That was the press.
All right, Aaron Torres, any thoughts on today or tonight before we wrap up our Doug Gottlieb Show tournament special?
Apparently one of Auburn's best players just got ejected, and I did not see what happened, but Yale has been on a run since.
Well, if Auburn gets ejected from my bracket pool, I'm going to blame him because that would be garbage. I have some shares in Auburn. Sorry, Ivy League Yale. You shouldn't be there. Brown should have been there anyway. He's Aaron Torres. I'm Dan Beyer. Enjoy the rest of the games. It's Fox Sports Radio.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.